Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
And of course, on Monday, it's traditional for political junkies all around the United States to deconstruct the nuances of the Sunday talk shows. And we want to add to the tradition and get you involved as well. So get on your email right now. Instead of just opinion and conjecture, we use hard science to calculate the actual
hard
pundit
science.
Word of the week. That's right. We have a complicated text analyzer that goes through all of the Sunday talk and excluding real common two-letter words like it and in. We try to find the dominant issue word. Now get ready. If you're fast and smart, you can guess the word and send it to us. We have two, one easy and then one hard bonus word before the end of this segment by emailing us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Now, first, listen to some excerpts from the Sunday shows with the word of the week carefully and in a sophisticated way bleeped out. I'll try to guess. And Adora, you play along right
sounds
here.
Sounds so high tech.
There's been a significant change in Barack Obama's position on in the last week.
People want to know what his policy is on.
He used the word
position. It's a wonderful word to use.
So you think on he's coming towards John McCain?
I do.
They don't look that much different.
He has flip-flopped, if you will.
Is he a flip-flopper?
Yeah, you should wash those people's mouths out with soap, don't you think so? But no, they're not cursing. They actually said the word of the week and we bleeped it out. Now, if you paid attention to the campaign during the 4th of July week, you may recognize the issue that generated Barack Obama accusations that he is a flip-flopper.
Which should also be added to the new words in the Merriam Dictionary,
There we go, flip-flopper, exactly. Now, using the magic of editing, we made some substitutions. These are wrong. These are actually not the words. So if you guessed these unbleeps, you were wrong. Here they are. They're not the real words.
There's been a significant change in Barack Obama's position on free trade in the last week.
People want to know what his policy is on abortion.
He used the word the Muslim.
USA. It's a wonderful word to use. USA.
So you think on Iran's nuclear facilities, he's coming towards John McCain?
I do.
They don't look that much different.
He has flip-flopped, if you will.
Is he a flip-flopper?
Which is only just how terrifyingly we could manipulate almost every piece of sound that ever gets broadcast.
I think that word is magic of editing.
Magic of editing.
Sounded so plausible.
Exactly. Well, there is a serious issue here, of course. The question for Barack Obama is he moving his positions towards the center, and is that going to be a problem with his base? So there really is a serious issue that motivated
And more
this.
So for Barack Obama than John McCain, per se, because he was already having trouble with some of the Republican base during the primaries.
They both, in trying to adjust their positions, are going to have problems all the way around. But Barack Obama was the one that was discussed last week. So do you have a guess? Huh? What is the word of the week and the bonus word? Well, we don't have a winner at this point, but we will be taking calls throughout the show. Here is the word of the week, the pundit word of the week, revealed.
One is there's been a significant change in Barack Obama's position on Iraq in the last week.
People want to know what his policy is in Iraq.
And he used the word refine.
A refining position. It's a wonderful word to use. Refining.
Yes. So you think on Iraq he's coming towards John McCain?
I do.
They don't look that much different.
He has flip-flopped, if you will.
Is he a flip-flopper?
So the word was Iraq. The bonus word was refining.
A nice word for repositioning.
For adjusting, yes, indeed. Spinning, that's sort of. So you can see all the top words on the pundit shows turned into a colorful graphic at the takeaway.org, and you can see kind of how we scientifically did this. Obama and McCain are going to be talking economics today, so it's possible the word of the week will be on quite a different subject. And, you know, this is interesting. The words think and know get used more than anything else on those pundit shows.
You're surprised.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.